You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we got a lot of breaking news. The NSA has released three top secret documents, have declassified them, showing issues with their surveillance, some technical issues, etc., and some things that we may find very, very interesting. I don't know how much scoop we particularly are going to get, you and I, but we have some information here that I want to give you. And like I said, this is breaking news, so I really haven't been able to digest it. O.J. Simpson has been given parole, but he doesn't get to leave prison yet because he still is facing some charges. All right. We're also going to be talking about how 77% of moms now try breastfeeding. I don't know how I could do that with my kids being as old as they are, but if they want me to go back to breastfeeding, I'll try to get the milk pumping. And then 1 in 5 kids may outgrow asthma. Some definite hopes that we need to fight asthma. So pretty exciting stuff. Very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. All right? They say here the Obama administration has released documents, according to BBC News, on its phone snooping as a Senate panel questions intelligence officials about the program. They said the declassification was made in the interest of increased transparency. Ah! So weren't we told back in 2008 we'd have a very transparent government? Yeah, right. They say, but the three documents include significant redactions. Huh? They say the father of Edward Snowden, by the way, has spoken up. All right, Edward Snowden is the one who leaked information about the surveillance. He says the FBI has asked him to go to Moscow and see his son. According to CNN News, I believe the father of Edward Snowden had said, told his son to just kind of stay there for now. All right, maybe because he's coming. They say slides published by the UK's Guardian newspaper detail the secret U.S. surveillance system known as X-Key Score, which reportedly enables American intelligence to monitor nearly everything a typical user does on the Internet. Everything. The program includes real-time data, they said, and suggests analysts could narrow searches through the use of so-called metadata also stored by the NSA, which is America's Electronic Intelligence Organization, of course. Okay. Now, U.S. documents released today include a court order describing how the data from the programs would be stored and accessed. Two reports to U.S. lawmakers, they say, on the telephone and email records were also declassified. I don't think we have that yet. But lines in the files, including details on selection terms used to search the massive data stores, were blacked out. Now, I know many people are saying, wait a second, Dahlia, they weren't just going into Dr. Dahlia's email. They were only picking records that, you know, satisfied key words. Well, the problem is many of us with very colorful vocabulary use these key words. Like, for example, I see many non-doctors in journalism use the word anemic. You know, well, you know, his list of credentials is anemic. And it makes perfect sense to me because I'm a doctor. Anemic meaning that there's, you know, not really a lot of meat, not very healthy, not a lot of substance in the blood. It's a little anemic. So I get that. I get that. And then you have non-military people liking to use military terms. Right? Okay? I mean, I come from a military family. So, of course, we would always use words like ceasefire, operation, keep this covert, right? Okay, you know, did you implement the strategy? I mean, we just used more military terms, okay? We've been talking about radio and the future of radio and the massacre of many radio hosts and stations, etc. So if radio folk is emailing to each other using the term massacre, that would probably come up. So even though many of us were told with our Facebook, with our Twitter, that if there were some keywords that would red flag the government, they would be looking at our posts. And we talked about some of those words, right? Bomb. Some of the words, though, weren't even that bad. Like, I forget, like crowd or you know what I mean? Yeah. Dr. Dahlia, do you want to do a book signing? Honestly, I can't wait. I want to, but I want to make sure it's a place where I could get a good crowd. Ding, 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 ding. Got to look at Dr. Dahlia's emails. Look at Dr. Dahlia's Facebook posts. What? Just talking about it. I'd love to have a good crowd. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, that's wonderful. Good. Let them know where there's going to be a crowd so they increase security. Yeah, but we're talking about reading our personal emails, too. So, Deputy Attorney General James Cole told a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Wednesday, today, that the court order spells out how the government can use call data obtained from telecom giants such as Verizon. The government acknowledged publicly that by using what it calls hop analysis, it can scour the phone calls of millions of Americans in the hunt for just one suspect. NSA analysts could use the records of everyone in suspect calls and the context of those records, as well as everyone who contacts the contacts of the initial suspect. So that's another thing, too. I mean, you know, so if you have somebody that uses the word crowded, let's say, or, oh, we made a killing. You know, how did you do in the stock market? We made a killing. Boom, red flag. And if you're buddies with somebody who uses that term, your stuff's getting looked at. Okay? So just assume that your stuff was looked at. That's what I would do. They say if the average person calls 40 unique people, such three-hop analysis could allow the government to look at the records of 2.5 million Americans when investigating one suspected terrorist. What's being described as a very narrow program is, oh, I'm sorry, I'm losing this, I'm sorry. What's being described as a very narrow program, they say, is a really bad program. Democratic Senator Richard Durbin. Did you ever think you would agree with a Democratic senator? I didn't. All right, so anyway, they go on, they're going back and forth. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, chairman of the committee, also questioned the deputy director on the number of attacks the agency had disrupted by the programs. General Keith Alexander, the head of the NSA, said the phone and internet surveillance disrupted 54 schemes by militants. Now, 54 schemes is a lot, but is it enough? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was interesting. They say the NFL, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don working the dials. Very interesting. They say the NFL plans to call in experts to inspect players' tattoos after concerns over gang markings. This is in light of the Patriots' tight end arrest of Aaron Hernandez. CBS Sports columnist Bruce Feldman says the NFL may start employing police experts to analyze players' tattoos in the wake of Aaron Hernandez's murder arrest. Police suspected that inspected his tattoos to see whether he had any gang ties and found that he had the word blood inked onto his right hand. They say this tattoo could link him to the Bloods streaking, right? You got the Crips and the Bloods. But where this is kind of a little screwy is next to the blood tattoo, he has another word, sweat. Well, blood, sweat, and tears, right? We use that all the time. I mean, you know, blood. I mean, you really won't see doctors usually get a tattoo of that, but I can understand people just getting a tattoo that says blood. I doubt... I don't know much about gangs, but I doubt Crips and Blood actually put a tattoo that says Crips. I doubt that. I would think there would be some other signal or some other symbol. That would be a little bit more subtle than that, but subtle to the average person, but very noticeable to anybody within the game. See, I doubt it would just say Crips over here, Crips, right? A lot of stars, right? Yeah. So, the Bristol County Sheriff's Office, which is investigating Aaron Hernandez's case, confirmed that they did not find any gang affiliations with his tattoos. That, I didn't think it was a part of a gang. Likewise, Hernandez has denied any involvement in street gangs. I don't think they even have time. I mean, come on. He's been in the NFL. I mean, where does he even get the time to be a part of a gang? Not that gangs have meetings like we think. You know, Weight Watchers, you have to do your weekly meetings. I don't know if gangs actually have meetings. Right? Do you think they do? To be a part of a gang, you still got to show up. Right? Where's Roger? I'm not here. Roger, come on. Are you late? Sorry, you don't mean to be late. All right, are we all in attendance? We're all in attendance. Now we could begin. Right? Rules of order. Anyway. Okay, so Feldman, the CBS reporter, cited a longtime NFL personnel man when he reported that teams may use police experts to review tattoos. It is not illegal to discriminate against someone for tattoos and piercings. But USA Today's Chris Strauss says the practice could still be considered an overreach if you treat potential employees as though they could be gang members because they're in the majority of modern college, whatever. He goes on and on and on and on. He said that could also be discriminatory. I don't know. I mean, I understand that gangs could have certain tattoos. I get that. I think is no shock. But I would also think that anybody in a gang would be a lot more subtle. Okay? People in a gang like their anonymity. And so, I understand there are certain tattoos and certain markings and there are gang tattoos. That's fine, but what if somebody used to be a part of a gang? I mean, a tattoo is pretty permanent. So what kind of confuses me is how would the, I guess, NFL implement this? If you belonged to a gang and you're not, you don't belong to that gang anymore, and then you leave and you turn over a new leaf, and then you, I guess, start playing football, etc. You see where this is going? I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. So that'll be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a few stories I want to talk about today. One is a very, very sad case of a previous NFL, I believe, running back of the Chicago Bears. Had dementia. Had had accidentally drunk detergent. That's some pretty scary stuff. So in football news, we're going to be talking about that story after the break. But while we're talking about the subject of employees and whether employers are overreaching, Apple is now being sued by former retail workers for unpaid wages because they had to go through a line whenever they left their shift or left for lunch to make sure they weren't stealing. Former Apple Store employees in New York and Los Angeles have filed a class action lawsuit charging that they were forced to wait in line for 30 minutes a shift for their bags to be searched for stolen goods. They say that they are not paid for the time standing in line, which I guess amounts to $1,500 a year. The suit was filed in the Federal District Court in the Northern District of California. Apple declined to comment. They say, we do not comment on pending litigation. That was Amy Brissett, an Apple spokeswoman. But I guess the company is not alone in this type of lawsuit. They say Forever 21, which is a clothing retailer, was sued last year by its employees who said they were kept at stores during lunch breaks so their bags could be searched. Apple's retail stores take in more money per square foot, they say, than any other United States retailer. According to this blog from New York Times, they said Apple employees enjoy little of that wealth, with the majority of them earning about $25,000 a year. Now, when I see this, when I see that this type of security has to be implemented with the workers, the first thought I have is they've had people stealing. Okay? For them to have to screen everybody as they leave. I'm kind of shocked, because I didn't think with Apple you have all these iPads and phones lying around. I guess maybe in the factory, right? But, I mean, you know, the phone doesn't mean much until it's activated, and that's usually where all the money comes from, the activation, isn't it? I don't know. I haven't bought an iPhone in a while. I still have my old iPhone. But when I look at this as an employer, because I always look at it from both sides, as a worker, no. You can't eat into their very precious lunch half hour for security. Then they don't have time for lunch. No, that's not fair. Agreed. They either have to add extra time for security or they have to compensate for the line being so long when they went to lunch. So hands down, I agree with that. But then as an employer, I'm looking at it as, okay, but what does a shop do? If they have to spend so much time on security to look and see who's stealing what, how do you do that? If people leave on lunch or leave at the end of the day with product in their purse or product in their jacket, how does a company handle the security of that? Now, my guess is they would probably have to shorten the workday. If quitting time is 5, then you have, and everybody signs this in their contract, that they can start leaving the building by 4:30. If they start leaving the building by 4:30, that accounts for any security lines, etc. I mean, that could cost the company a lot of money, right? Or they could just add quicker security, such that they only have to give everybody an extra 5 minutes, and that they can get people through the line quicker. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. But that kind of stinks to be a company where people steal. I mean, I've had an office. People steal stuff from my office all the time. Patients do. Yesterday, a patient was sitting there just looking through the drawers. Why are they looking through the drawers in the treatment room? We all have. But I notice all the time things get stolen from the drawers. And so, you know, the KY. The KY is always stolen. Don't understand. You really can't spend a buck or two at the supermarket, but anyway. So, people steal. I mean, pens, whiteout, tape, etc. But luckily, the amount is minimal. We've had billers try to steal, front desk try to steal. We catch them, fire them, we got cameras, etc. But I couldn't imagine, what do you do if you work at a clothing store? Or if you work at a, that's crazy. That's crazy. And what kind of an idiot would risk that? I never understood. Why would somebody who has a good-paying job that could get a discount at that store steal a blouse? It's so not worth it. Not worth it. So you always get caught. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. Apparently, doctors are warning drivers, especially our truckers out there, to put some sunscreen on because they're getting sunburned or too much sun exposure while in the car. They say drivers should wear sun cream in their cars even if the windows are closed. Now, many of us are like going, well, duh, of course. You know, how many of us have gotten sunburned from our car? Yeah, but again, how many of us are actually putting on the sunblock? All right. I usually tell people to wear longer clothing so they don't always have to lather them up with the chemicals and stuff. But still, I'm a huge fan of sunblock. And they say 15% of people say they use sun cream most of the time while driving. That's it. So just a reminder that UVA rays can still come through, even though the glass blocks UVB. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Very interesting. I guess CNN film debuts R. Nixon. I didn't know that it had to do with CNN, but I guess there's going to be a film about Nixon, and they're showing old footage from Nixon. And what I find kind of interesting is you see Nixon and his wife Pat up through the sky roof of their limo waving to people. And I kind of find that interesting. Because remember, after JFK, nobody waved openly. You know, usually you had that protection. You wouldn't in a motorcade, be waving after the JFK assassination. So I kind of found that very interesting footage that you would see Richard Nixon, out there in the open like that. That was very interesting. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Now, some people ask, well, where do sex offenders go? All right, and there's a website to look to see where sex offenders go and to see if sex offenders are in your neighborhood. Well, it looks like there's an actual community in Florida that is built for convicts who are banned from living near children. It's called Miracle Village on the edge of the Everglades. These people are banned from living within 1,000 feet of schools, parks, and daycare centers. And I guess it is so popular, according to Mail Online, that it receives 10 to 20 applications from potential residents a week. The lawns are mowed. There's little bungalows. The neighborhood looks pretty cute. And it looks like a retirement community. Because, you know, if you're ever in southern Florida, you see, you know, everything's kind of pretty flat. You see the grass. You see the one-story homes. It looks like a retirement community, like you'd see in Fort Lauderdale. But Miracle Village is home to more than 100 registered sex offenders. Half of its population are sex offenders. So it's, I guess it's got a population of 200 people who have abused minors, viewed child pornography, or even molested their own children. There's a teacher. There's a pastor. There's a sports coach. The village was set up in 2009 by the late Dick Witherow, a pastor with Matthew 25 Ministries, in large part because of Florida state law that prevents offenders from living within 1,000 feet of a school, park, daycare center, or playground. Some cities and counties have extended that to 2,500 feet. So if, you know, much of Florida is city to city, okay, I understand mid-Florida is a little bit more rural, then where do you live? So, Miracle Village, I guess, offers sex offenders a place to live away from those restrictions, and it's proved so popular that I guess there's tens, 20s of applications every week. Now, they don't want people, though, that has a history of violence or drugs, and they don't take any diagnosed pedophile, like somebody who is sexually aroused by a kid, because they want to protect the people that are already there and living, and people who are already living there before them. There are some kids who live in the village, but state law allows sex offenders in Florida to live in the same neighborhood as minors, but they could be banned from having contact with them. So, for example, there's a resident, 22-year-old Christopher Dawson, according to Mail Online, who is barred from speaking to anyone under 18 after he had sex with a 14-year-old who he believed was older. He was sentenced to 2 years house arrest, followed by probation for 8 years. After breaching the terms of his license, he was ordered to the village by a judge. He says, "It's a blessing in disguise. I feel as though I have a destiny with Miracle Village. I feel at home and safe here. I love the people." Now, you have to admit, that's got to suck, right? Where you, you know, you're 18 and it's a 14-year-old. Maybe you thought she was older. Maybe you didn't. And now you're a sex offender. Can't live near a school. Now it's marred your record, which is another reason why I always urge teenagers or even young adults, be very, very careful who you're having sex with. You know, in the olden days when you waited till you were married, this was so much easier. You know, you wouldn't get in trouble for accidental child. What's it called when you have sex with an underage? I mean, I guess sex with an underage or sex with a minor, etc. But you wouldn't be considered a sex offender because if you waited till you were married, right, then you and she or she and you or whatever or you and he or whatever would go to Justice of the Peace, you know, go to the courthouse, get all the paperwork, get married. Well, you wouldn't get in trouble if the person was younger because she's the one that's submitting the records that she's of age, etc. Okay, but now that people are having sex no matter what, just a reminder out there, you know, these girls and boys, they're older than they look, girls especially. I can't tell you how many times I'll have a girl come in. I'm thinking she's the mom of the girl sitting on the table, and she's just older sister. Right? And, you know, we got parental consent that older sister could bring the child, etc. And you're like, hold the phone. Okay? I mean, you look like you're 25. And she's 16. She drives, so she brings the younger sister to the doctor's office. Mom has given consent. That daughter, because she's at work, could bring the other daughter. We get, you know, do the medical care, etc. Give the antibiotic, whatever needs to be done. Treat the ear infection, etc. But, boy, you could be fooled, guys. You could really be fooled. So just something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1 in 5 kids may outgrow asthma. They say as many as 1 in 5 youngsters with asthma may grow out of the respiratory condition as they age, according to drugs.com. Girls and those who are allergic to furry animals like dogs and cats, nah. They didn't last in remission. But Swedish researchers looked at 200 children with asthma, found that at 19 years of age, 21% were in remission, meaning they had no wheeze or need for inhalers. And we usually see this among boys. Sensitization to furry animals and a more severe asthma at age 7 or 8 were both inversely associated with remission. Many of us had a brother who had asthma. Mine did. He was on theophylline, he was on steroids, etc., gained weight from the steroids. He had asthma, then he outgrew it. Outgrowing asthma is nothing new. But it's interesting how even being able to be sensitized to furry animals, you know, I can't tell you how many people say, yeah, I can't have a pet because my mom said I was always allergic as a kid. Well, you may be desensitized now and can't have a pet. I love pets, so if you guys can have pets, trust me, I'm all for that. They say even those allergic to furry animals with severe... Oh, never mind. Let me see. They say children with asthma grow into adulthood. Many stop experiencing the shortness of breath, the wheezing that characterize what asthma is. Doctors will rarely say that a child has outgrown them because you got to be careful. You know, when a doctor says that, people hold that doctor accountable. So what I usually say is, looks like things are quiet now. I'll still consider you an asthmatic. Every now and then, if you think you need something, you let me know, and I'll retest you each year. You know, if you want. And that's how I do it. But, you know, we like to think that we could outgrow things. I'd love to think that we could outgrow cancer, that we could outgrow diabetes. That would be nice. I'd like to outgrow menopause. I would love to outgrow that. That would be really, really nice. Now, what about the remission rate in young adults? That hasn't been reported or studied that well. They don't know if it's anywhere from 16% to 60%, according to some researchers. But what I find more intriguing is how many people have asthma that were never diagnosed. That worries me. Okay, because you'll have people that'll say, yeah, you know, I'm having a little trouble breathing. They'll say I'm having a little trouble breathing and I'm out of shape. So you're like, oh, no, you're not out of shape. You have asthma. And asthma is inflammation of the lung linings. All right. And inability to push air out. You have an obstructive type process. Even though with obstruction you think you can't get air in, asthmatics, COPDers, they can't get air out. And it's a very frustrating feeling, and that's why you feel short of breath. And so if you ever do have any shortness of breath or chronic cough, feel winded, have trouble breathing while in traffic because of the exhaust, I say get yourself checked for asthma. Easy to do. Why not? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Whey is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Daniel Chong was that college student who had been forgotten in a jail cell, right, for about 5 days, had to drink his own urine, right, no food or water for 5 days, has settled his claim of maltreatment for $4.1 million. Daniel Chong is currently 25 years old, and his lawyer, Eugene Iredale, announced the settlement Thursday. It has been approved by the Department of Justice. He says it was an accident, a real bad, horrible accident. Now, I believe what had happened is he had gone to a place where you could get marijuana, like smoke marijuana. It's called like House So I went to this place to smoke marijuana. And this place had been under surveillance for days as a location for distributing ecstasy pills and mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms, okay? He was an engineering student, and he was one of nine people taken into custody and detained by a multi-agency narcotics task force. He was questioned at the DEA facility in San Diego, and then he was told he was going to be released shortly. Instead, he was mistakenly left in a 5 foot, 10 foot windowless room without food, water, or toilet facilities until April 25th, when employees found him severely dehydrated. He had lost 15 pounds and had drank his own urine to survive. He even wrote "Sorry, Mom" on his arm using broken glass because he thought he was going to die. He spent 5 days in a hospital recovering from kidney failure, had undergone intensive psychotherapy, has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. They still don't know why he had been forgotten. One theory, according to Newsmax.com and the LA Times, is that the officer was from a different agency. And when he left for the day, no one else knew to release Chong. Okay? But then, again, how do you have somebody there that's crying for help and nobody's there to hear him or give him food or water? Detained on Friday. Oh, it was a Friday, I guess. So they said they couldn't hear him outside the cell door. This is crazy. So William R. Sherman, then acting special agent in charge of DEA San Diego Division, extends his deepest apologies to the young man and wants to express that this event is not indicative of the high standards that I hold my employees to. Chong is still in therapy, but has returned to complete his degree at UCSD. UCSD is a nice school. At $4 million, he could definitely afford his tuition. That must have sucked. All right, but I mean, just as an aside, please, people, just don't be going to a place for drugs, okay? I mean, you'll see these TV shows where, you know, all you think is you're just doing a little bit of pot, but then they think you've, you know, committed worse and a murder and all that other stuff. It's just one of those things where just don't even if you're probably the most innocent person out of anybody else being there, bad things could happen to you. Now, this is a complete cluster, and you almost wonder, has this happened before? Whenever something like this happens, everyone's like, oh, it was a fluke. Well, was it? I mean, if they have holding cells in places where you can't hear anybody, then that cell obviously existed before. Now, I've been asked, can you drink your own urine to survive? Well, yeah, apparently. I mean, this guy should have been dead after a few days, and he lived on his urine. Remember, urine is water. Now, the reason why we tell you not to drink your urine is because it's kind of like salt water. There's salt in it. There's anything that your body needed to get rid of that was extra, certain toxins, etc. So urine is not the healthiest drink. But if you're going to die of dehydration, all right, then, from what I've understood by survivalists, yes, technically, because of the water component of the urine, you can drink it. Okay? I mean, and people have, you know, you see the jokes, right? Like Me, Myself, Irene? Right? It was Dumb and Dumber. Right? Where somebody drinks somebody else's urine. Disgusting. It's probably disgusting. Doctors used to taste people's urine to diagnose diabetes. That's how we could tell if you had diabetes, because the urine would be sweet. So you're not going to die, you know, just from drinking urine. But, as you can see, he went into kidney failure because he had no fluids, and the only thing he could put in his body was not pure liquids, but had tons of refiltered crap, right, from the urine. So not the best thing. I mean, thank God somebody found him. $4.1 million. I know some of you are thinking, well, Dahlia, for $4.1 million, I'll go without drinking and eating. I'll drink my urine. Let me in. No. I don't think it works that way. Sorry. All right. Another very, very sad case was this, I hope we still have a story. Yes, George McCaffrey, who's a former running back, was a former running back for the Chicago Bears, had developed dementia in his twilight years, and this is being reported by ABC News. Unfortunately, he died an excruciating and humiliating death in 2009 while he was in the care of an Atlanta assisted living facility. Apparently, he wandered unsupervised. You know, he was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He wandered unsupervised into a cleaning room and drank from a bottle of industrial strength detergent. The detergent burned his lips, esophagus, and lungs before he died in the hospital. The family did settle with the Emeritus Corporation, the company that ran the facility, and took responsibility for his death. They said by the time caregivers found the former football player, his lips were black. His face looked like a horror show death mask. This is so scary. It was absolutely horrible. Now, assisted living facilities, and if I can't stress this anymore, they should have the same type of standards that you have with a daycare. Because when people have dementia, especially Alzheimer's, they may follow the path as a child does, except in the opposite direction. Go from the same mentation of a 7-year-old down to a 6-year-old, 5-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, etc. So if you have an 84-year-old with Alzheimer's, it's very easy to assess where he's at. And I think I'm not saying this is just how you assess him blanketly and stereotype, oh, well, he's got the mind of a 3-year-old. No, 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 you don't want to do that. But what you want to do is have that awareness. If they have behaviors very similar to a 3-year-old would, or they could communicate fine, they could feel, don't forget, people with dementia can feel, things hurt, okay? People with dementia also need love, so they know when they're being ignored. Remember, just think, if you think they're at that level of what a 3-year-old would be, or a 5-year-old, or a 2-year-old, think back. 2-year-olds need love, 2-year-olds can still have pain, they still need to eat, they could wander. They could wander and drink something they shouldn't. So an assisted living facility needs to have the same type of baby locks and protections like a daycare does. And I don't think they do that. I think some facilities out there are still thinking adult. All right, there's no kids here. No, you don't understand. Many times with the cognitive process, they'll act like a child would. So if a child will go into one of your bottom cupboards that has laundry detergent and drink it, you need to assume an adult with dementia would do the same. And I also urge you in your houses. Now, many of us, like mine, my kids are older, so I don't now have to baby-proof everything. All right? So we have our cleaning supplies and cupboards. My kids know you don't drink that, okay? We don't have anybody currently who's alive in our family suffering from dementia like we used to. Anybody with dementia has already passed. But keep in mind, if you have somebody where you're starting to question, going, are they starting to have some memory issues, whatever, start baby-proofing. Big time. Because you never realize how much memory is lost until something they do is so dangerous. Just a thought out there, guys. All right, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. We got an iPhone app, Android app for free. Download those. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Serrata, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.